Today we're going to continue our study that we've been doing on noteworthy verses in the Word of God. And what I mean by noteworthy, verses that really stick out, amen? And before we begin today, I want to invite my listeners to visit my website. It's allthecounselofgod.com, allthecounselofgod.com. You'll find many studies, Bible studies and lessons written and audio on that website. So I pray that you'll check it out. All right, let's get right into our study today. The first, we want to pick up in Leviticus, the book of Leviticus chapter 2 and verse number 4. And the Word of God says, if thou bring an oblation of a meat offering, bacon in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. What I want us to see here in this verse is the meat offering had no meat in it, or at least nothing that we call meat. Now, this helps us to define the word meat as being something that one eats, amen, rather than merely flesh. The first mention of this was in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, where plant life is said to be meat. A more common expression is the meat of the matter. Now, let's look at Leviticus chapter number 3, verse 17. Leviticus 3, chapter 3, and verse 17, the Word of God says this, it shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that ye eat neither fat nor blood. So we see here the Roman Catholic Mass blasphemes the Word of God by encouraging people to drink blood. Amen. Now let's look at some references here to go along with this. In Leviticus chapter 17, Leviticus 17 verse 10, the Word of God has this to say. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood and will cut him off from among his people. And then notice with me in the book of Psalms, chapter number 16 and verse number 4, the Word of God has this to say, their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. And then finally, Acts chapter 15, the book of Acts with me, chapter 15. And when we get to chapter 15, I want us to look at verse 29. The Word of God says this, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols and from blood, and from things strangled, from fornication, from which, if you keep yourselves, ye should do well, fear ye well. Now, let's turn to Leviticus chapter 4. Leviticus chapter 4, and I want us to look at verses 22 to 23. Leviticus 4, verses 22 and 23, the Word of God has this to say, when a ruler hath sinned and done somewhat through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord, his God, concerning things which should not be done, and is guilty, or if his sin wherein he hath sinned come to his knowledge, he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a male without blemish. Then let's drop down to verse 27 of Leviticus 4. The Word of God has this to say, and if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord, concerning things which ought not to be, and be guilty. So what I want us to see here is this. Sins of ignorance still sins for which one is accountable? The answer for "but I didn't know" argument, but you could have and should have known. Amen? Alrighty, let's turn to Leviticus chapter 6 as we're looking at noteworthy verses in the Word of God. In Leviticus chapter 6, let's look at verses 12 and 13. Leviticus 6, 12 and 13, the Word of God has this to say. In the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out, and the priest shall not burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. What we have here, I want us to see, is that everlasting fire we see here, which is a type of hell. Amen. Now look in Leviticus chapter 10. Leviticus chapter 10 and verse number 1, the Word of God says this. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein, and put incense therein, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. You see, strange fire was any fire that wasn't kindled from the brazen altar. Amen. And we have some also, I want us to turn to Leviticus chapter 9, verse 24, and see what it says there. It says in the Word of God, and there came a fire out from before the Lord, consumed upon the altar, and the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. And then Leviticus chapter 16, verse 12. Leviticus 16, verse 12, the Word of God says, and he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar, amen, before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it within the veil. The type is that of someone, what we want to see here, the type is that of someone praying to God on any other basis other than the shed blood of Christ. Amen? That would be considered strange fire. Amen? Then we turn back to, we're in Leviticus chapter number 10. Let's look at verses 9 and 10. The Word of God has this to say. Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, in that ye may put differences between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean. This is a good passage against drinking, because we Christians are all priests, and our bodies are the temples of the Lord. To go along with this passage here, let's look at 1 Corinthians, if you would, see what it says in 1 Corinthians in chapter 3, in verse 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, the Word of God says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. And you defile that temple when you put in alcohol into it, amen? Look at 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 5, we read this in the Word of God. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house in holy priesthood. A holy priesthood set apart, amen, for the work of the Lord. To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now let's look at Leviticus chapter 15 as we continue our study today on noteworthy verses in the Bible. Leviticus chapter 15, and notice what it says in the Word of God in verse number 13, we read, And when he that hath an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, listen now, and wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean. What I want us to notice is how it was recorded over 1400 years before Christ that running water is more sanitary than mere bathing. Science didn't catch up with this truth until after the Dark Ages. Amen. Alrighty, let's look at Leviticus chapter 16, verse number 17. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy place until he come out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. So we see here, what's noteworthy is the high priest. The high priest had to enter the tabernacle alone and then make the blood atonement in the holies of holies. And what this is picturing is the fact that Christ alone can atone for our sins. Christ alone. Let me give you some references to look up. The book of Hebrews chapter 9, verses 6 through 7, and then Hebrew 9, 11 through 12. Now, let's look at Leviticus chapter 16, verse 27. And the Word of God has this to say. And the bullock for the sin offering, and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall one carry forth without the camp. And they shall burn in the fire their skins, their flesh, and their dung. Now, the expression here in this verse, without the camp, reminds us of the sufferings of Christ. Amen. I want us also to look at Hebrews in conjunction with this. Hebrews chapter 13. In verses 11 through 13, we read this. For the body of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Verse 12, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Verse 13, because of what we read in 11 and 12, we as Christians are told in verse 13 of Hebrews 13, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Amen. Now let's look at Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. The Word of God says this, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that make an atonement for the soul. What's noteworthy that we want to see here is this. This is a great memory verse on the blood atonement, especially since the word atonement is used in the verse. Amen. Let's look at Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. We read here in Leviticus 18, verse 22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. So what's noteworthy about this verse, it shows us that sodomy isn't an alternate or gay lifestyle. According to the word of God, it is an abomination. God hates it. Amen. Look in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28, it says this: "Ye shall not make any cutting in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord." So we see here, in addition to being an Old Testament Jewish law, this is also a very early warning against taking the mark of the beast. Amen? And if you think of it, here it also sounds like here in verse 28, "nor print any marks upon you." Present day, it also sounds like tattooing or tattoos. Amen. I believe God does not want us to put tattoos or markings on our body. It's almost a picture of a type of what's going to happen in the tribulation when people take the mark of the beast. Amen. Now let's look at Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. Leviticus 20, verse 13, we read, "If any man also lie with mankind as he lieth with woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them." So we see here that sodomy, amen, here deserved, we're told, deserved the death penalty. Amen. Now in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 42, we read this, Leviticus 23, verse 42, "Ye shall dwell in booths, ye shall dwell in booths 7 days, all that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths." Now, the dwelling in booths was at the Feast of Tabernacles or in the fall. So, to this day, the traditional county fair is in the fall. And people set up display booths at them. Amen. Now let's look forward here in Leviticus 25, verse 10. The word of God tells us, "And ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family." So here we are told the Jubilee was a year of liberty that came every 50 years. So the expression "proclaim liberty throughout all the land" is inscribed on our Liberty Bell, a symbol of freedom in a country, amen, with 50 states and 50 stars on its flag. No coincidence. Amen. Leviticus 26. Leviticus 26 with me. Now, this chapter, verses 1 through 46, this chapter, what's noteworthy about it is, deals heavily with God's judgment on Israel, both historically and prophetically. The statement that God will judge Israel 7 times, amen, and we see that in verses 18 of this chapter, 21, 24, and 28, probably has a reference to the 7-year tribulation period, amen. All right, let's turn now to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers with me. The first verse we want to look at in the book of Numbers is Numbers chapter 1, verse 3. The word of God says this: From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. So what we see here, the Word of God is telling us the ideal age for the beginning of adulthood is 20, not 18. Amen. Look in Numbers chapter 16 with me. Numbers 16, verse 21. The Word of God says this: Separate yourselves from among this congregation that I may consume them in a moment. Now, this is a good companion verse for Revelation 18 in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. So let's look at first at Revelation chapter 18. In verse number 4, the Word of God says this: And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues. And then notice with me in 2 Corinthians, what it says in chapter 6, verse number 17. It says, Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. So these passages, amen, exhort the believer to remain separate from unbelievers who are deserving of God's wrath. Amen. Now, in that same chapter, in chapter 16 of Numbers, look at verses 30 and then 33. The Word of God says, But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that pertaineth unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, that ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. Look at verse 33. They and all that pertaineth to them went down alive into the pit. And the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. What's noteworthy about these two verses is together they define the word quick as meaning alive. Amen. As we saw, Korah and his men went down into the pit, they were alive. Let's look at Numbers chapter 20. In Numbers chapter 20, let's look at 10 verses 10 through 13 together. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand with his rod, and he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank their beasts and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because you believe me not, to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. What's noteworthy about this is the rock pictures Christ. Amen. And we'll look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 in just a moment. And he was smitten once, not twice. Moses should have spoken to the rock as he had been commanded in verse 8. Notice in verse 8 what it says. Take the rod, the Lord, it says in verse 7, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth this water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. Amen. So failing to do this broke the type, amen, the rock being Christ, and banned him from Canaan. Now I want us to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. Notice what it says in the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. And all did drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Amen. All right, so let's go on to Numbers chapter 21, verse 8. Numbers 21, verse number 8, the Word of God says, And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Amen. Amen. Now the serpent, what we want to see here, what's noteworthy is, the serpent on a pole pictures Christ becoming sin for us. Notice, let's look at a couple of verses to go along with this. In John chapter 3 and verse 14, the Word of God says this, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And then notice in 2 Corinthians with me, chapter 5 and verse 21, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21, the Word of God has this to say, For he hath made him, the he being God the Father, hath made him, God the Son, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Salvation, we see, came through faith. As the great hymn of the faith says, look and live. I also want us to look over at the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse number 22. We read this, Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Amen and amen to that. Now, we want to look at Numbers chapter 23. Numbers chapter 23, verses 8 and 10. The Word of God says this, How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defiled? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob in the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of righteousness, and let my last end be like his. What Balaam saw was the Jewish encampment making the shape of the cross with the tabernacle in the middle picturing Christ. And I urge you to look at, we won't look at them today, but look at Numbers chapters 1 and 2 that shows up how the tribes were to be set up around the tabernacle, amen. In the shape of a cross with the tabernacle in the middle of the picture of Christ. So there was no way because of this, the Heavenly Father was going to allow Balaam to pronounce a curse. Amen. So again, Balaam saw, what he saw was a Jewish encampment making the shape of a cross with the tabernacle in the middle, picturing Christ. Amen. No accidents with God, how God instructed the tribes how they should encamp around the tabernacle in the middle. And I urge you to read God's instructions to them in Numbers chapters 1 and 2. Well, we'll have to end there for today, but next time we'll continue our study on noteworthy verses in the words of God.